to Fitfluential Radio, the intersection of fitness, health, wellness, and modern medicine. 50% education, 50% motivation. We're here to help you find your fitness. Tune in weekly for interviews with some of the most respected and experienced names in the business, providing actionable insights for you in every episode. Thanks for tuning in today. Let's roll. Welcome back to part two of this two-part episode, an interview with Sue Hitzman of The Melt Method. If you have not listened to part one yet, please be sure and go back and listen to part one before you continue. Enjoy part two of this two-part episode with Sue Hitzman, the founder of The Melt Method.
What you said earlier struck me because I think it really is true that so many people, our first reaction to pain of any kind is probably a pill. And it's not at all, how can I address this myself? This has to be like, we actually feel whether we're consciously saying it or not, because I'm thinking of myself, right. I would not consciously think that I could fix my neck issue. I'm like, who do I find to fix me? And you had mentioned earlier, that's a little silly for us to think that way. This is our body. We should understand it more.
So, well, the other thing though, Kelly, is a lot of times, I don't want to get on a tangent, but I have to be perfectly frank here. A lot of times pain is, there's an emotional response to it. Just like how you said, mm-hmm. you know, my back hurt me and I had this guy who I was dating who was there. And sure enough, while he was there, I'm going to blame it on him. Well, I wouldn't think that's so far-fetched, to be perfectly honest with you. Maybe there was an emotional strain and it got into your back where the pillar of strength of the body is, and it got a little weak. And so you woke up and your back was killing you. And that's super common. Or somebody is, you know, you hate, you know, you're getting yelled at by your boss all the time and you keep coming into work with your neck hurting. And now you're just thinking about going to work and your neck starts to hurt you. So the mind is a really big vessel because it's the thing 100% of the time. Your brain's what's producing your sense of pain, but it's almost like pain hijacks the areas of your brain that you also process memories, future intentions, like hope and things like that, your emotional states, any emotions. And if you tie an emotion to a pain problem, if that pain problem returns in the future, or you have the same emotional experience, you could either have pain or pain could be induced by that emotion. It's a crazy thing, the brain. And, you know, again, that tapping into your body using melt, I have to tell you, a lot of people have what's called a somato-emotional release. They'll start working on a region of their body and just burst into tears. And they say, I don't even know what that is. I said, our bodies can hold past emotions in us. And it's good that it does that. But when we're an adult, we can let those emotions out, or our body is ready. The tissue wants us to resolve the strain. And we can do it. We have the ability to do this. We just have to learn how. Again, that's what melt's about.
I've had that happen where there was a hot yoga class that I went to, and I had a great teacher. And there was, I remember hearing people say before I started yoga, they said, oh, you know, you'll have these emotional, you know, moments. And I'm like, come on. And I did. I had it was at the end, and he had these, you know, these really mellow songs going on, and I was crying. I'm like, why am I crying?
Yeah.
But it just happened. And I do agree. I think I have certainly been able to observe. I think I'm at just the beginning of being more in tune with my body, you know, with having to deal with all of these health issues I have and getting blood work done and working with my doctor on the more hormonal imbalance side. You start to pay attention to your body and what's going on. And what I have noticed is when I'm under a period of massive stress, I know how my body shows that, how it manifests in my body. It's a headache, and I started to get migraines last year. And then it's this intense upper abdominal, like stomach grinding pain. And whenever I have that, it's times of high stress. And I'm certain that it could also be, you know, tied to this pain in my neck, which I know I'm going to be able to melt away because now I understand. And I don't know why, because you know what, Sue, I'm probably so intimidated because I have your stuff right here. And I think that I don't know how to do it.
Wait, say no more. Kelly, here's the thing. We have this thing called Melt on Demand, right? And it's a streaming access to a video library that there is a thing called Getting Started. And all you got to do is watch those videos and learn a little bit about what the method is. I mean, I have to tell you, people think all foam rolling now is the melt method, or the melt method is foam rolling. And I'm like, it just isn't. It just because we use a roller doesn't make it foam rolling. I'm sorry. It just isn't. It is not self-myofascial release. In fact, we don't roll very much, and I'm not so impressed by the myofascia as much as I am the entire fascial system from skin to bone. There is no separation from your skin down to your bones in this architectural matrix. And if you smash your tissue and blast it away and whatever all these other crazy things are going to smash my fascia, I'm going to crimp and twist it. I'm going to find a lumpy area and dig it out. Like, again, you're going to win an award for inflicting pain. It's just crazy to me, because in the superficial fascia, the stuff that everybody curses because that's where the fatty layers are, is an abundant amount of sensory nerves and an abundant amount of fascia. And if you ease compression in and you do it in an organized way, what is important for everybody to understand is that that layer has a ton. Your superficial fascia is like one big endocrine gland. So if you've got hormonal issues, digestive problems, you don't want to be scratching away at that stuff with some stick with knobs. You want to ease compression in and prepare that tissue so that you get better sensory signaling. If you start scratching away at it, you could create an endocrine response, which could lead to adrenal fatigue and give you adrenal failure. You know, like your liver and your kidneys get all stressed out, your adrenal glands shut down, now your thyroid's all out of balance. Now you got headaches, you've got digestive problems, your stomach hurts you all the time, you're constipated, you're grumpy, you have anxiety, you're depressed. Is this sounding familiar to anybody who's listening to this? Because I'm sure somebody out there is going, she's talking about me. Again, there is a source. There is a source in our body that is untapped by all this ironing yourself like a shirt with rollers and balls. It's not the same as what melt is. Melt is really a system of learning to harness the resilience of the stability architecture of our system. And it is simple. It feels good when you do it. And each sequence, the basic sequences, only take 10 minutes to learn. And once you practice the sequences, it will actually, each sequence will take you less time. And then once you become a savvy body melter, you can do almost an entire body melt in like 25 minutes, which was the last video that I did this past week. I put a new video out every single week for people who follow the plan and actually do the techniques. But it's easy to do and it feels good. So everybody should do it. And look, we deal with people with Parkinson's, MS. You know, I've got 80-year-olds. I've got 12-year-old kids that want to be ballerinas. We've got professional athletes. We've got gymnasts, you know, CrossFitters, bodybuilders. Anybody at any age can melt. And it is an education in what's missing in your healthy, active life that will lead to a more pain-free, resilient body. And that's what you really want. I mean, everybody wants to look good and you know, fit in their skinny jeans, I guess. But, you know, you really just want to feel good. I mean, when we feel good, you're beautiful, right? When you feel good, your beauty comes out. When you feel like crap, you're mean to everybody because you're grumpy. Right? So this is important, you know?
Well, here's a couple things. First of all, you're going to laugh, Sue, because I know I told you when we started, I'm like, we're just going to do half an hour and then, but we're going to do it. This is going to be a two-part episode because we have to finish on some of these points and we're just going for it because this is such really good, juicy stuff. No fascia pun intended. I love what you've explained in your last couple of answers because you've made it really clear. And we've talked about this before with other guests, but everything in our bodies is really connected. You know, it's not like you're just addressing the fascia. You've just illustrated how that is tied to everything else. Our hormones are interconnected with everything else. You can't just put fitness or health in a silo. It's not just, you know, how many calories you have or how many times you work out. Everything is connected. And it just makes more sense for us, again, to learn more about our bodies, how they are magnificent machines, how they're made up, and how all of these things can be affected negatively or positively based on our lifestyle choices. So I think you really illustrated that brilliantly. Now, I want to rewind to something you said before, because I think this is a good basis for us to move into specifics about melt method, because I know for people listening, they're like kind of getting the idea, but we're going to move into some specifics. You talked about fascial dehydration. And when I hear that, I mean, I have a concept of what our fascia is, and I think most people do. And it reminds me of dissecting a cat in college and seeing what the fascia was in the cat. I really remember that very clearly. But when we're talking about fascial dehydration, because I know so many people that, like you said, they get up, stiff back, and they're feeling stiff even at night or after sitting for a while. Is the melt method, is that, I mean, I think when people hear fascial dehydration, they're thinking, oh, so I'm not drinking enough water. Those are two different things.
Okay. So three things. So one, you had said everything's connected in the body, and the way everything is connected is because of connective tissue. The nervous system and the blood and the circulatory system, in fact, are only connected because fascia connects the two things. They're not actually connected. Does that make sense? So yes, everything is connected, but how does everything connect? Is there's only one seamless integrated system in the entire body that is everywhere in every nook and cranny of your body is fascia. Okay. So when we talk about fluid flow, okay, when I say connective tissue dehydration, what fascia possesses are two specific properties. One relates to stiffness, which is fascia's ability to resist distortion when stress is applied. So if you press into your stomach and you press really hard, there's just going to be a level of deformation that's going to occur, and fascia is going to resist the uptake of compression when stress is applied to support the tissue underneath it. The second component is called elasticity. And what elasticity is, isn't about the flexibility or the stretch that fascia has. It's about fascia's ability to morph and adapt when stress is applied and then return quickly to its original shape. So elasticity isn't about how far it stretches, it's about how quick it returns to its ideal shape. So the fine balance between stiffness and elasticity is the essential component of fascia overall. And for most of us, what's happening is that the fluid flow in fascia, so connective tissue fluids are, it's water, but it's also something called glycoaminoglycans, proteoglycans. They're called ground substances. Hyaluronan is a big one. And hyaluronan is what creates the sliding, gliding kind of movement of fascia from layer to layer, from cell to cell. And what sometimes happens is either the fasciocytes that produce hyaluronan aren't producing enough, or the fibroblasts are producing too much collagen. And so the stiffness to elastic properties can decline. And if that occurs, the thing about fascia is there's another fluid system in our body, and that's called the lymphatic system. And the conduit between fascia and the lymph are called, there was a big thing about the interstitium, or what we could call the pre-lymphatic channels. And the pre-lymphatic channels pull the toxic fluids, the junk, out of fascia and drive it into the lymph system and transport it out of the body. But if fascia becomes too stiff, if it loses its elastic property, if it can't quickly return to its ideal shape, if it doesn't resist properly, if it doesn't just give a little, now what we get is a slowdown of fluid flow from fascia to lymph. And now what you get is like edema or low-grade inflammation. You kind of feel puffy. Your rings don't fit. You wake up, you've got kind of like a puffy face. That's when you know that the fascial flow of the tissue has declined. And that's the thing about low-grade inflammation, is it's sneaky. A lot of us actually have it and we don't know it. But again, when you sit for long periods of time or you stay still for long periods of time, when you get up, the glidability and fascia's ability to move and adapt, its elastic properties have died down. They don't have it. But again, you start to move around a little bit and the elastic property kind of comes back up. Because if you think of like your fascia, especially in the superficial layers, like a sponge, it literally looks like a sponge. And so just like a dried out sponge doesn't absorb water as well as a moist one, if you just drink more water, you're just going to pee more, which is going to exhaust your organ system more. Your excretory system, your kidneys will get overworked. What we want to do is create a supple, stable fascial system, which means that the tone of fascia is optimal. And if that occurs, what we then get is a resilient body that can move and adapt quickly. Our joints are stable and our muscles can move with their elastic properties that we like. And all of these things can be harnessed through the fascial network. So when I say dehydration, I'm kind of using that word as a simplified way to say we've lost the stiffness to elastic properties of fascia. It's not resilient, and it doesn't morph and adapt or resist distortion properly. And that's how you strain a muscle, injure a joint, your back goes out, your neck goes out. That's a fascial problem, not a muscle problem.
Wow, this is mind-blowing.
Thank you.
It really makes sense because, I do remember that there was a time too, this is years and years ago when I lived in Chicago, and I thought that I'd done something to my shoulder. I had left shoulder pain where like I get in the car and just putting my seatbelt on hurt. And it was up in the neck and that whole region. And I was going to physical therapy for 6 months, did nothing. And I was getting ultrasounds and all of these different things. And I remember saying to the woman, at what point do I start to feel better? Because this just doesn't seem normal. And she's like, probably a couple years. And at that point, I'm like, I'm tired of paying $50 a week to go to therapy that's not doing anything. And oddly enough, it was going to see that it was at that yoga studio. At that time, and they had folks that did body work there, but he did some very deep, some kind of work on like my neck. I think it was the psoas, actually. Is that right?
Yeah.
It was extremely painful.
So as is in your abdomen.
That's right. That's not it. What's up by the neck? If you said it, I would know.
Sternocleidomastoid, your traps, splenus capitis major and minor. There's a whole bunch of stuff up there.
I'll tell you later, but it was something up there and it felt like he was taking my muscle or something and pulling it out of me and like wrestling with it.
Yeah. It's probably sternocleidomastoid.
One time and I was better. And
yes. Absolutely. And that's the beauty though, right? Is that that could have been, that's the question. That's the quandary of manual therapy is we think we know what we've done. Have we really released a muscle? Is that what it was? Or did we create a new neural signaling to the brain to create different sensory motor control? And is the release that we always think of this muscle release, is it that, or is it just again like the timing and the firing rate of these motor pathways has decreased? And that's what you're trying to do, is shut it down. So the thing we got to remember is that muscles, aren't being called by the brain to contract all on their own. There's a reason that muscles go into that spasticity. And oftentimes it's actually a protective mechanism, a protective response, because there's a vertebra that is out of place, or there's something else like a suspensory ligament of your lung that's getting trapped. And so your body is bracing you. So here's the bad news about sometimes when you get good, you think, oh God, I finally released my neck. But you might actually be more susceptible to further injuring something that's really wrong because you've taken the protective mechanisms away from what your body's doing. So it takes a great therapist to figure out, like I love NKT, neurokinetic therapy, and muscle activation technique. And those kind of things are great. Eric Dalton has myoskeletal alignment and his whole dynamic body treatments. These are ways to activate those responses by the nervous system to alleviate locking of muscle and then regaining muscle stability, muscle contractility in muscles that have fallen inhibited or weak. So you don't just want to release the muscles that are tight without activating the muscles that are inhibited and weak, which are usually the actual culprit causing the other muscles to have to overwork. So oftentimes pain is an instability because of neurological weakness. And when we say weak, we think like, oh, you can't lift a bicep curl, boohoo. But weakness is a neurological thing. It's not really a muscle thing. It's a neurological response of the body. And this again is part of the learning of MELT. This is where the MELT performance program really comes in, is to educate people that you can actually reacquire sensory motor control and neurological stabilization of joints. Like if you had a labral tear in your shoulder or your hip, you'd want to learn how to reactivate some of those deep stabilizing mechanisms to try to support the joint, to see if you can actually get the labral tissue, those deep fascial bindings, to repair. Because if you do nothing to them, you're just going to walk yourself into a surgery. That's what it is.
You... You're like an encyclopedia.
See, I know. I eat, sleep, and poo this stuff. I love it.
Souclopedia, that's what I'm going to call you from now on. But okay, I'm going and I'm watching our time because there's several things I want to hit before we close up. There's a couple of really great, there's so many amazing blog posts on Melt Method. Of course, we'll link up to that on the Melt Method blog. But I'm thinking of two in particular that I think would be relevant for so many folks listening. And you and I had a talk, actually, you mentioned specifics, like this is what the Melt Method can help CrossFitters. And it had to do with their grip. And then you mentioned on the site, you talked about runners and plantar fasciitis. Mm-hmm. And I'd like you to give a brief, you know, so there's a lot of runners listening to the show and there's a lot of CrossFitters that are listening to the show.
For sure.
What were the things that you know, and again, it's not like, you know, there's a couple of things that can definitely help. The Melt Method can help everybody across the board, but with those two specifically, you have talked about that. And what can you tell the runners and the CrossFitters in the crowd?
And their ground reaction force. So yeah. So if you're a CrossFitter, you know, having your grip really strong is super, super important. When you're doing cleans or you're doing all of the deadlifting and everything, if your grip falls weak, you actually have an increased tendency towards shoulder strain and neck because of your grip. I mean, it's such an important component of shoulder dynamics is how you grip. Same thing with your footing. If your footing isn't really stable, if the stability part of your body, when you go to bend down and do a squat, if the ground reaction force can't really set your hips up right, you'll end up hurting your hip or straining your low back. So with Melt, the hand and foot treatments would be the very first thing I would put any CrossFitter to add to their routine to prepare their bodies for all of the work and to also use those techniques. Like you could do a mini hand or a mini foot treatment or what we call the performance mini hand and foot treatments. Those would be great to prepare you, but then you also want to repair that grip and make sure that you work on your forearms and your palms to kind of alleviate that. So after, you know, you do a really strenuous workout, those would be like a full hand and a full foot treatment, what you would do when you come home. For runners, one of the biggest things is actually their bracing, because if you look at somebody who's a distance runner compared to like a sprinter, their butts are really flat and their hamstrings tend to get really strained. So what they end up having is what they would call IT band syndrome. And I always say to them, hey, don't iron your IT band like a shirt. It's there doing a good job for you. And the reason it's hurting you is because of something going on the other side of your legs. So for runners, I would be working on the inner thigh, the back thigh, and the calf, which is called the lower body compression sequence, and also the foot treatment so that they get really light on their feet, especially for those people like me where you're doing 4-foot running, to keep that pressure out of your knees. I would be really focused on lower body compression. And then, of course, there's another sequence called the lower body length sequence, and that's also exceptional for runners. On Melt On Demand, I actually have Melt for Runners map. So if you get a Melt On Demand subscription, type in running and you'll see a whole bunch of videos that populate. And, you know, I don't know, maybe I should start doing some stuff for your CrossFitters so I can point them directly to what it is. But again, if I had to give somebody something specific, I'd be doing the hand and foot techniques right off the bat. It's the best thing that a CrossFitter can do. All of those rips and tears you guys get on your hands from that strain of the grip, treating your hands will really keep the dexterity so that you don't end up having neck pain for no reason.
Well, and you know what? I'm not a CrossFitter, but the last time I was training with my trainer here at Gold's Gym in Austin, you know, he got me into, and I never thought I would be into it, but he really got me into, and I'm using air quotes over here, what I would call CrossFit style training. It was a lot of deadlifts. I was doing front squats, and, you know, I had to scale back my training last year because of adrenal burnout issues. But when I was training with him, I've always noticed that my grip is very weak. And I would end up with, like, I could only get so far with deadlifting and what I could hold because my grip would give out. And, mm-hmm. and interesting enough, I have a lot of neck issues. So I think that not just CrossFitters, but probably a lot of, you know, even if the ladies that are out there are listening, if you're not figure competition, if you're not into figure or bikini competition, if you're just a self-described gym rat and you're, you know, all of these girls now, everybody's, you know, wanting glutes, right? They're working on their glutes and they're lifting heavy and they're doing a lot of those similar things. So the grip that would be great for them, everything. And we'll link all of this up. But now I think, and Sue, yes, I think I'll talk to you offline. I think you should start thinking about some videos specifically for CrossFitters. That would be great. But for everybody listening, Sue, I think what would be good is, of course, we're going to link up to everything in the show, but I think they have an idea of what the melt method is. But describe to them, you know, of course, they're going to be able to click through at the end of the show to the links and get to your site. But they're probably listening going, okay, so what is this quote unquote equipment? What would I be buying? What's the hand and foot? Because everybody listening, there's not a lot that you have to purchase to be able to subscribe to Melt on Demand and do this at home. It's really not a lot. So Sue, would you describe what your Melt Method accessories are? And
sure.
Just tell them Melt on Demand as well.
Yeah. So the Melt Hand and Foot Kit comes actually with two sets of balls so that you can bring some, you can bring one to your office and then have one in your gym bag. But I also just like the idea of if you've got a friend to get you to do it with somebody, because it's always good. I always say people that melt together stay together. So the kit comes with 8 balls, 2 large soft and 2 large firm, and then 2 small soft and small firm. It also comes with 2 discs that kind of explain how to do it, what the balls are, how to use the techniques, and how to do the basic treatments. And then we have a different variety of rollers. We have a full soft body roller, which is about 3 feet in length. And that's our traditional melt roller. Or if you're like me and you're kind of on the go all the time, we have the melt performance roller, which is a shorter roller. And that's for most of us who are more athletic and we're kind of just like wanting to get in and get out at the gym. That's the one that I bring with me to the gym. We also have resistant bands and a half roller for my clients who are really suffering and with back pain or have instability, recent surgeries. The half roller offers a little bit more variety for people because there's a flat surface on one side and a curved on the other. And then we also, of course, if you're not somebody who does streaming, like you don't want to, you know, watch it on Apple TV or your computer, or your TV or your phone, which I don't know where you're living. That's not how you'd want to watch it. But if I guess you're living in the Midwest or something, I don't know, and you only have a DVD player and you don't have a smartphone, then you can also, we also have DVDs. We have the DVD for Melt Performance, a DVD for the hand and foot techniques, and a DVD for the traditional 4 hours of Melt. And if you do Melt on Demand, that's like, that'll give you all of the varieties of all of the tools that we use. And again, every week I put out another video, sometimes on a specific thing like sports specific, pain specific, or lifestyle specific maps that you can follow along with and learn how to refine your techniques so that you can eventually just do it at home on your own. And the basic principles of melt, like you'll learn the basic compression techniques, gliding, shearing, rinsing, how to do appropriate two-directional length, and again, how to quiet the stress reflex in your nervous system. It improves vagal tone, digestive things. You know, if you got a lot of gut issues, you feel like you, again, a lot of endocrine responses. The rebalance sequence is a beautiful 10-minute sequence, and it really leaves you just feeling great. It's such a simple technique. So those are basically the tools and the concepts of the method.
And we'll link up to all of this stuff, obviously, in the show notes at fitfluentialradio.com. And I just want to reiterate a couple things. First of all, Melt on Demand, I'm looking at the site right now. It's $17 a month. And there's even a deal, hold on, if you prepay for, you know, the year. And let's just reinforce what Sue said earlier. You know, I'm looking at the pricing for all of her products. It is very reasonable, but please don't do yourself a disservice. Don't sign up for Melt on Demand and go buy a foam roller, you know.
Oh yeah, please don't do that. You know what? I have to tell you, there are, you know, people see other rollers and they're like, I'll buy it. And then either they don't get the results or they're like, this is a hard roller. And she's talking about this being soft. I mean, really the roller size, the density and everything is very specific to the method. And for what it would cost you to do 2 sessions with me, you would have me in your back pocket for as long as you want me there by buying the products and melt on demand. You will get so much out of it. This is why I developed this, was it started out as homework for my clients to empower them to get out of my office and stay out of my office longer so that they didn't need me as often. And it worked. I mean, I have worked with tens of thousands of people in my private practice. Hundreds of thousands of people have done melt around the world and get great results. The products are to me necessary. I've developed them for this. If there was a product that was out on the market when I started this that would have really done everything that I wanted to do, I'd have had somebody else manufacture it, because I don't want to be in the manufacturing business. But I must say, you need the right tools to get the right results. And that's what the products are. There's no latex in them. There's no phthalates in them. There's no toxic dyes. They're tested in the U.S. So, you know, at least for people who have skin sensitivities, you know that you're safe using the products also.
I just, sometimes when I see people who, you know, cut corners to save $40 on something, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like the girls that are out there like, oh, I can just use paper plates instead of buying this $30 slide. It's like, really? You're talking about your health and your safety. So we will link up to everything. But again, I encourage everybody, you know, that is a tremendous value for Melt on Demand. And I'm sure that everybody's going to want to dive into this. And I'm so thrilled that we had you on the show. So I think that we've done a good intro. And for everybody listening too, we are going to have Sue back on every month. And I think in our future episodes, of course, we want you to send your questions in. If you have specifics that you want us to cover with Sue, email those to podcast@fitfluential.com. And you can always use that to contact us for any questions related to the podcast. If you're interested in advertising on future episodes, if you want to, you know, volunteer somebody that we should interview on the show, we are booking for the latter part of 2019. So you can do that as well. Sue, why don't you tell people where they can find you personally online, and then tell them about your book that's coming up, because she also has, when you go to Melt Method, you'll be able to buy her first book, The Melt Method, that was already published, but she's got a brand new book that is coming out. So tell us, Sue, when that is coming out and where they can find you online, and then The Melt Method as well.
Absolutely. So you can go to meltmethod.com to find out all about Melt. And we're also on Instagram and Facebook, so you can find us there. And also, where else are we? My gosh, I don't even know. What was the other question that you asked me? My new book. So the new book is called Melt Performance. And Melt Performance is gives a refresher about what the Melt Method is. So if you hadn't bought the first book, this book still has, it doesn't matter. You get all the comprehensive protocols of the basic methodology of Melt, the basic 4R principle. And then we add to it the neurostrength techniques, which are neurological stabilization techniques to help you stabilize shoulder girdle, pelvis, and spine. These are the key factors for most of my athletes who have dysfunction. This is where people get faulty. And so it's a really robust book with a ton of rich information and simple techniques that you can do at home. The pub date is April the 30th. I'll be out on a book tour all of May and early June. We'll be posting a little bit about all of that probably by the end of February, where I'll be. I'll be in Boston and California and New York and Florida. I'll be all over the country. So hopefully you guys will come out for that as well. You can experience a class with me.
It's awesome. And we will, of course, be sharing when Sue's going to be live and letting all of you guys know, so that, you know, if you're in those areas, you can show up as well. But Sue, you are brilliant. And I'm so glad that you have created this. And for everybody listening too, as I shared, I have my own Melt Method set up here, and I'm going to be starting. And Sue, you're going to hold me accountable. I know she will. Yes. I'm going to start doing Melt Method, because clearly I have all of these issues, and I will share my experience on my social platforms, as well as a review and a video review why can't I talk? Fitfluential.com coming up. So Sue, thank you so much. This was awesome. And we can't wait to have you back every month because this is obviously something that we need to address. Everybody's dealing with all these issues, and everybody needs to be, you know, taking their health into their own hands, no pun intended. For everybody listening, thank you very much for tuning in. Of course, just to reiterate, everything will be in the show notes once this show is live on fitfluentialradio.com. If you have any questions, you can email us podcast@fitfluential.com. You can use that to, again, send in questions if you want us to cover things in our future interviews with Sue. Of course, we encourage you to connect with Sue directly, and connect with the Melt Method team, follow them everywhere, become obsessed, get your Melt Method on.
Get your Melt Method on.
I'm seriously like, get melting. And I want to hear from you guys after you get this and start taking care of your pain, because I told Sue this when I really understood what this was. I'm like, everyone should be doing this. Everyone needs to get these products. It is so reasonable. The Melt Method on demand is so reasonable. Everybody needs to get this. We're going to help spread the word. And again, I'm just rambling on. But thanks everybody for tuning in. We will see you next time on Fitfluential Radio.
Thanks everybody for tuning in to this two-part episode with Sue Hitzman, founder of the Melt Method. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope, like me, after learning as much as Sue taught in this interview, that you are as impressed as I am and as hopeful as I was once I found out I could manage so much of the ongoing pain and aches and pains from my fitness journey on my own. It was really an honor to have her. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you have any questions, we of course encourage you to connect with Sue at her website directly. Their team is amazing. If you have questions for us, you can use podcast@fitfluential.com. Use that email to inquire about advertising rates on future episodes, or if you'd like to nominate that we interview somebody or yourself on a future episode of Fitfluential Radio. I hope you are subscribed on Stitcher or iTunes. If not, get yourself all over that. And we would love to ask you to do us a favor. If you love the show and you love the content, please share it on social media with your friends. We put a lot of time and certainly some expense into the production of this show. And I know that it's making an impact, because one of the greatest things that I hear is when you guys ping me on social media and say, oh my God, I've started listening to Fitfluential Radio and this episode changed me, or this episode is helping my daughter. That's why we're doing what we're doing. And it is certainly my passion to get this show and the information and expertise of so many of the guests on this show out there so that you can make more informed decisions about your health and change your future. Because it certainly is a great feeling to know we are in charge of our health. We are in charge of how we age. We are in charge of how the decades ahead of us are going to be. You guys hear me say this all the time. I'm about to turn 50 and I am more excited about the coming decades. I don't find myself looking back going, oh, I wish I was 30. I just don't. And that's all because of what we know about health. So we would love it if you would spread the word. And we'd certainly love it as well if you would take 2 to 3 minutes and write us a review on iTunes. It helps our show be seen and heard by more people who can benefit from this free information. Thank you so much in advance, and we will see you next time on Fitfluential Radio.